good to be back.
Are we here? Is this us? We're back for season two?
Fucking season two.
All right.
You didn't think we'd be back, but we're back, bitches.
Yeah, here we are. It's going to make a lot of people happy.
2020. Yeah. It's 2020. Yeah. What the fuck up?
I miss you guys.
Yeah.
And honestly, we've sometimes, well, in the past, we've kind of seen each other on and off, but we've kind of taken some time off, even with each other.
Yeah.
It's like we needed a little break.
It felt like a breakup in a relationship that just won't go away.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we are, back together, late night.
Ooh, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's what? Almost
10:30? Stop the feeling.
Well, like we always do.
Irk of the day. Oh. Everybody's got one.
Who wants to start?
I think BK.
Yeah,
BK, what's going on?
The weasel.
Okay, this is just a few hours ago.
Mm.
5 p.m., coming down Pathfinder towards Nogales, and we're coming up in the slow lane to Nogales, and there's a guy in the slow lane, the light turns green, and he's just sitting there in the slow lane, not moving, like 15 seconds. Mm. Car's just sitting there, maybe stalled.
Yeah.
So, I went in the slow lane. I went in front of him in the fast lane, crossed over Nogales, kept going on Pathfinder.
Yeah.
And he ended up gunning it. He realized maybe the light was green. He gunned it, came up on the side of me on the left, and he sideswiped me.
Ooh.
Yeah, he said, I got sideswiped tonight in my Toyota 2016 Toyota Sienna.
He did not hit you.
Really, man's car. I'm just about to throw that in there. Yeah, I was in the slow lane coming up to Galio.
On your way here?
No, this was at 5.
Oh, yeah, you said a few hours ago.
And bumped me, had Robbie in the back. I was, whoa, dude, bumped me and everything. And at first I thought he was just going to take off. I thought maybe he was mad at me. I thought maybe he came up. Maybe he didn't like that I cut in front when he was sitting at the signal.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he bumped me, then he kept going. He bumped, and he kept going in the lane. I was like, oh, man, this guy's not going to stop.
Did you chase him?
It was like a 2000 Blazer.
Yeah.
You know, an older car, kind of crunched up.
For sure a Mexican.
That was he pulled off, put on his hazards, and he pulled off right there by the across the street from the community center. You know, there's a little inlet.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Especially that listener in Australia.
Yeah.
And that listener in China.
Yeah.
They have no idea, but I did say Buddhist temple right there.
They're tuning out.
Caught people's attention.
Totally tuning out.
He pulled over and said he had fallen asleep. So apparently when he was stopped at the light and I passed him, he fell asleep at the light.
Shoot.
Then he went and he fell asleep in the lane and came into me.
So did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, got out and then had he said he didn't have any insurance.
Wow.
He's a Caucasian guy.
Easy.
Yeah, kind of like smoking a cigarette, you know, worker. Is that all right to say? Worker class.
Yeah.
Am I right to say that here?
So did you get money from him?
He had no insurance. It's like if we're calling the police here, this guy's going down.
Oh, easy.
He said, I don't know if he has, you know, fallen asleep at the wheel. The driving was crazy. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, man, you know. Is he I was going to ask him, you know. You're not going to ask him if he's drunk.
So what did you get, dude?
He was wanted to offer me. He's like, oh, how much you... First we went and turned the corner and parked in a better spot. And he's like, oh, let me give you a... Got out and saw a big tire mark on the side of the van.
Let me give you a BJ.
Yeah, the side of the van had some marks on it. Oh, I didn't see anything like crunched up. But his big old black tire mark on the side door.
Wow.
And some bunch of other like stuff that probably could be buffed out. Turned off. He said he wanted to give me. He's like, oh, how much? $400, $500? I was like, yeah. You know? I was like, dude, you don't got insurance. You know, if we call the police right here, you're going down. You're probably getting arrested.
Yeah.
We're probably having to go and use my insurance now.
Yeah.
And I already have a couple other things on the insurance, right?
So
the guy, the Korean man. Remember Batson, the Korean man?
Yeah.
I figured that I was like, well, how are you going to give me the money? I was thinking check. He's like, no, we'll go to get the cash right now. It's like, okay. So I went to the 7-Eleven on Mescal and Fullerton.
Yeah.
Took out the money and gave it to me. And
So here's a real question. Are you going to fix the van?
Of course not.
Dude, I went home and I got the hose. I buffed out the tire mark. There's like a little bit of tire mark there and a little like a little scratch where there's a where it needs to be buffed, but I'm going to take it to my buddy.
That's
and,
not even an irk.
We're going to buff it
That's
up.
That's a come up for the day.
Did I come up with 300? Yeah. That's a score.
Dude.
That's a score.
That's a score.
That's a score. Yeah. I would have told you to fucking...
Yeah. I wish that was me.
Alcohol. Okay.
I could have used the $300
today. So, Irk in disguise.
Yeah.
Irk in disguise.
I guess you did have, you know, your son with you, so I guess.
I was just like, I don't want to deal with getting this fixed, but it turned out to be less damage than I thought, so.
Good for you.
I guess I was my get kind of got.
Great Irk.
Yeah. That's an expensive nap right there. $300 nap. For that guy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Easier getting a fucking
His last thing he said was, yo, you took all my money.
He said,
I felt bad, you know, he's a working dude, and I took his $300.
Hardcore blue collar worker.
Yeah, white dude too.
Dang, that's your people.
That matters, I mean,
dude, that's your people.
You didn't have to throw that out there.
You didn't hook him up.
Right. Yeah. I did. I didn't mean he probably could have been in jail right now, right?
That's true. You did.
Well, no, I think at that point, if he has no insurance, he'll just tow his car away.
That's still
ruin your day, and then you lose your job the next day, and it snowballs, and
probably eventually
he's coming after me. He's looking for me and he wants to kill me.
Nah, he's white.
Yeah, that's true. That.
If it was Joey, then maybe.
Right, yeah. When he says something, he means it.
Yes.
100%. 100%.
The viewers missed that. My Irk. I've been winning. I'm in basketball season right now. I've been winning every league game.
You're coaching basketball.
I'm coaching basketball. Yeah.
15-2.
We are now 15-2. Actually, no. We are 16-2.
16-2.
Doing pretty well. In league play, we are 6-0. I've been winning every league game by 40 points, which is running clock in the fourth quarter. Today, we only won by 26.
An Irk.
Pissed me off. I was really mad. I wanted to win every league game by 40 plus. Didn't happen today. So I kind of yelled at them in the locker room after.
Yeah. Nice.
Let them hear it.
Yeah, I mean, they put up 40 something points on you guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot for that team.
Granted, we were up almost 40 in the fourth, and I took my starters out, and then they started pressing us.
I think we just started back in.
No, I didn't put them in. I just said whatever.
Yeah.
Let them have their fulfillment of the day. But still, I was still pissed off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Irks, dude. You guys fucking showed up with your guys' Irks.
You like that? Today.
It's fucking pathetic.
So we're going to hear yours right now.
Let's end this thing right now.
It's going to be depressing.
It's going to be bad.
No, I mean... The kids are.
They're all fucked up right now.
I mean, yeah, my kids are fucking sick, all of them. So I had to stay home because my wife had a funeral service today, a viewing. So I sit home with the kids. So I'm full of snot.
Oof.
Smell like shit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I thought it was something else.
Snot. You want some of this?
No, thanks. Keep it.
So it just and school starts again. From winter break, Christmas break, in a few days.
Monday. Back to school.
Two more days. So, looking forward to...
Speaking of that, are you guys the parents that are excited to send your kids back to school? Or sad because they're going back to school?
No. Send their asses back.
Yeah, I'm absolutely that parent that is very excited for the child to go back to school.
I like to hear this because you're a... You're in stay-at-home, so you...
So, this week, we got that 3 weeks here in our district.
Yep.
So this week, Roseanne, first couple weeks she was there, we were hosting the family. But yeah, this week she's back, so I'm ready to get that kid back to school, you know?
Yeah.
Spend too much time with anyone.
That Monday for him, though.
It's going to be rough. Oh, we kind of got at it today, so I was like, okay, the transition's going to be rough. 3 weeks, cousins were in town playing the Switch all the time, video games, candy.
Damn.
Not a lot of regulation.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back Monday morning and bam. It's going to be real rough. So I decided that today, to make that transition next week easier, we're going to write a little paper about our vacation. It was rough. It was rough. He didn't like it. There was a lot of groaning, a lot of moaning.
Yeah.
Did
you put his ass to bed early too?
I don't know. I'm not there. He might still be up right now. Well,
dude,
mom.
It's 10, dude. I would hope that he was asleep before you.
Still up.
Mom
playing Mario Kart.
Probably. I love your mom, by the way.
Watching Star Wars.
Your mom's awesome.
My mom.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool. We could talk about her.
Yeah,
we'll bring her on.
Ooh,
maybe.
I would.
This season.
We'll bring her and
Robbie.
Kingston.
And Kingston.
Yeah. Yeah. On the same show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It'll be a hot and heavy show.
Yeah.
That would be.
It'll be steamy.
kissing.
That music in the beginning of our podcast might be like an intro to the BJ Matt porno or something.
Yeah, that was a guy and my mom.
Dude.
Yeah, we could probably talk about her a lot. I didn't know how to feel about that with the pictures on Facebook the next day. I wasn't sure how to feel about that.
I've never drank tequila before. Two shots in.
Gone. Absolutely can drink me under the table anything.
Fucking all of a sudden, arm starts going over the fucking shoulder.
Best party I've ever been to.
That's what she said?
Yeah, I kept saying it. 10 times. Best party I've ever been to.
Dude, we got to do more parties at your house.
Yeah.
That was pretty epic.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, good stuff. We're talking about the Christmas. So,
the Weasel throws a great Christmas party.
It wasn't a lot of kids. I was stressed.
Almost too many kids.
Yeah, almost 45 kids. Fuck. With 75% boys. And they were just all over the house. Yeah.
A lot of those kids were mine too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I apologize. About
60% of those kids were yours.
And those, you know, those parties, the parents get tuned up and they're drinking and they don't watch the kids anymore. So you got to have like the strictest parent who is on top of their kid every second.
Yeah.
But at that party, that kid is like doing their own thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
Kids were losing their shit that day.
Right. One of our biggest fans, our fanboy, Ivan.
Oof.
You know, usually he's pretty good at the Smackdown.
Oh, he got fucking lit.
I didn't hear him one time that party.
Yeah.
I didn't think he talked to the kids once.
Lit.
Yeah, he was great.
He was having a good time. He was dancing around, touching my butt, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was real flirtatious that night.
Yeah, he was touching a lot of butts that night.
He had a Betty Davis eyes. Debbie Hang.
Debbie
Hang that night.
Oh, yeah, she was gone. She was a goner.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. It was funny. This is one of our buddies.
The Debster.
So Debbie's husband, Kingston, he was begging us not to fucking give her shots. He's like, dude, please. She's
useless. He used that word 50 times tonight.
Useless. So every time he saw her take a fucking shot, he's like, oh, here we go. She's useless already. Like, he was just calling her out.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the moment they left... Right? I believe we even left before they did, but probably about 15, 20 minutes after I left, he sends me a picture of her passed out in the hallway. Yeah, on the fucking floor. He's like, see? Useless already.
Yeah.
Next day, text me in the morning. Useless.
In her daughter's bed.
In her daughter's fucking bed.
Yep.
Yeah, he was fucking pissed.
It's a weasel party for you.
Nice.
You're welcome. You're welcome, King. So, New Year's here. What else did you guys do for Christmas besides the weasel party? What'd you guys get? Did you get what
like
you wanted?
Nookie? Like Nookie?
Of course. Did you get?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, I he's fucking turning red all of a sudden.
What's the answer, weasel?
Brent's wife, the fucking listener.
I got a...
What'd you get?
A pair of boxer.
Nice.
Me too. Yeah. 12 pack.
I got the 12 pack. Actually, I
think mine was 8 pack. Damn it, you got the 12?
I got the 12 pack, dude.
I got one.
Lucky.
Fucking rocking it.
Did you get socks, though?
I think I was running down to like two good fucking briefs.
Mine?
The rest were just holy. Like my ball. Seriously, dude. I have like quite a few briefs. They were called chonies. Right? And my fucking kids called them that. Because when they would turn around and I was wearing them, like, my fucking balls, dude, were hanging out of my fucking briefs. That's
no, honestly, I like keeping those because when you wear, like, shorts or something, it airs out your balls.
I 100% agree with you.
That's why I like wearing those. And so, like...
I'm around kids all the time, dude.
She would try to throw them away. Like, she would go through my drawer and try to throw my boxers away or my briefs.
When you weren't looking.
And I'm like, dude, I love those.
These are the best ones.
There's 5 holes in these. And I'm like, I know.
Sweet. Yeah. I purposely made fucking 3 out of those 5.
Yeah. So when I got my boxer briefs, my 8-pack, I was a little bit sad.
Yeah, you were like, oh,
my God, use this shit now? Damn.
Yeah.
The old ones.
Yeah. I got socks.
Socks, too.
Transitions. Socks,
I got a lot of
transitions
socks.
Transitions can be tough.
Yeah.
New boxers, going back to school.
New Year's. I guess it's all relevant. New Year's. Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you get? Joey, anything else?
Yeah.
Same thing, underwear. Got this fucking amazing mic that we're talking into now.
Ooh, the Yeti.
Thanks to my daughter.
A Target gift card.
Dude.
Always big. Probably my favorite store.
Yeah.
That's huge. The store that you go to buy toilet paper and leave with the TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of which, this is, you know, when you know you're getting old. My father-in-law, I swear, dude, on everything, I came up with this idea over 12 years ago. I told my wife, I said, I wanted to invent a device that was ultra small. I mean, the size of a fucking cell phone. That would be able to jumpstart your car, right? Like jumper cables were fucking old school, right? Like jumper cables. Like, how have we not evolved from the fucking jumper cable, right?
Yeah.
It's a fucking 50-year, you know, invention.
Yeah, I like what you're...
So, never did anything about it.
You
come five, 6 years, you know, ago, they started coming up with, you know, they just...
Portable chargers.
These portable fucking chargers. Dude, you just carry them in your car, and they're super small devices, like the size of your cell phone.
Okay.
And you can adapt jumper cables, like the clamps, the fucking red and the black clamp to it.
Okay.
And you can literally jumpstart a car with this fucking super small device that looks the size of your cell phone. So my father-in-law got that for me.
That's right? Sick.
Dude, this is how you know you're getting old. I fucking opened that shit up and I was super stoked. It charges your fucking phone too just by placing it on top of that cell phone looking device.
Wow.
Which is a battery. It charges your fucking phone. Just, like, there's no connection whatsoever. Can you fucking not cough into the fucking mic, please? That's what we don't want right there. That's what you know. You're fucking getting old.
That's pretty
old. Super stoked about
so
that.
So, did you purposely leave your lights on in your car to use your new toy?
My father-in-law's VW's battery took a shit probably about a month and a half ago, and we went out and went out buy some fucking cables because the ones that we had were in my truck, and I just wasn't able to jumpstart them. So anyway, that's where kind of this whole jumper starter thing cable.
So, do you feel stupid for not starting this invention 12 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Fucking terrible. Terrible. Hate it. But anyway, that was like my, I think, highlight of my gift for Christmas.
That's a good gift.
So, anyway.
I got a radar gun.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, for
speeding?
To be a cop or?
Yeah, some of the people have been really speeding up and down my neighborhood street. Mm-hmm. And I say that shit's 25 miles an hour. I'm starting to get really upset. So I'm a bit out there on the corner now. Ooh. With my radar gun, I noticed they're really slowing down.
Really?
Out there, I put on a little
orange vest?
Black. Oh. Kind of look like an officer.
Oh, okay.
Impersonating an officer out there on the corner.
Solid, why not?
And I'm catching people at 27 and a 25 and 28 and a 25.
What are you going to do?
So do you flag them down or do you flip them off?
I give them hard looks. Mad dog. I call it the mad dog.
Hard look.
Coach K's mad dog. Ooh. Yeah.
So that's why our accidents.
Oh, I point at them.
On the buzz, on the Rolling Heights buzz, there haven't been that many accidents lately.
A little bit less, I bet.
I think it's because of you.
Yeah, a little bit less. So
we owe it to
radar weasel. Gun was a big pull.
What?
And I could use it for baseball in case I want to clock some of these 7-year-olds out there. They're scouts. They're scouting. Scouting's going on at 7. I can tell you the Dodgers, the Angels, they're all out there at the field. And
at 7.
When you see me out there with the gun behind home plate, you know it's serious.
Ooh.
Okay? Serious. You're hitting 40, 41, 45, 47. We're signing a contract.
So, Shut up. So what is Robbie throwing? Have you tested out on him yet?
40.
Solid.
Yeah.
That's solid.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's faster than you can fucking throw.
Oh, yeah. I was at 38.
Speaking of a radar gun, I really wanted a fucking bidet for Christmas, and I didn't get it. I wanted a fucking bidet. I was my ass cleaner.
He's not the ass cleaner?
Yeah.
He has to do with a gun. A little fucking sprayer.
Because it's...
Dude, don't judge me.
You know, it's been a... That's why he stinks a lot. Oh, because
it's like...
He's a dirty asshole.
Oh, you're right.
He's
an
asshole.
It's not Sloan.
He's so dirty. I've been telling my wife probably about a year.
Plant-based.
I've been wanting a fucking bidet.
A duvet. Duvet.
I just,
bidet.
Not
a duvet. It's like a duvet cover.
Duvet. I want a clean ass. Well, I mean, I'm tired of just smearing.
I think it'd be violating to feel that.
What's wrong with that?
Like you just get a shot of water straight up your booty hole.
Dude. You got a little turn on. When you just said that, right?
You know a man's G-spot is in his butt.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now
you guys know.
I've used the bidet, I think, when we went to Europe. I think I was afraid to at first. Seemed odd, like, you know,
jet,
like violating.
Jet on tan.
But it is...
you put it all the way up.
I did use it. It was way cleaner.
Yeah.
And there's not using the toilet paper.
Oh, dude, you use very... I mean, you use just a dry half. And
it's not... if I remember, it's not that crazy feeling.
No.
You know?
So you didn't get... You
so is it a soft rush
and
to the butt?
And for you, or? Whose asshole's been worked and wrenched and twisted by other men's penises,
I just...
You, you may not feel it at all.
That's true.
I may fill it up with lubricants instead of water.
Ooh.
Just ready to fucking go. Out the gates, baby. I think it'll help too, like, you know, when you got those fucking hard shits, like, you just get a little...
The ones that get stuck,
yeah,
that, like, when you're taking a shit, and the ones that get stuck where it's not, like, coming all the way out and it's just hanging there.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of that? Because I try
bidet.
To shit
on the bidet.
Yeah.
That's your fucking niche. Yeah, you just
need to bidet again.
Dude,
I would
have that's probably why I didn't get it for Christmas, because I was fucking insane.
Yeah.
They're fairly expensive. $200 $200
No, dude. You go to fucking
OfferUp. Use the used one.
OfferUp. I want to meet you at Kalima and Azusa at 2 o'clock. 180, bro. It's dirty.
Walmart has them for like $40. It's an attachment.
The little attachment.
Oh, really?
It's an attachment.
Where do you put it?
I was looking into it. Onto the back of the tank. They do have a tendency to leak after a little usage, because they're not the quality we're getting in the U.S. No one's using them, so we don't have good quality ones. But I looked into it, and I looked at the reviews, and there could be some leakage, but maybe worth a try.
I'm gonna buy you one.
Maybe worth a try. Yeah,
please do. It's all I wanted.
Yeah,
I don't want this fucking stupid mic.
Yeah, you can get over the water shooting into your asshole and not
over
feel
it already.
Like
over it.
Yeah, then it's way cleaner.
Wow, that's actually very.
So you're upset.
Yeah.
Environmentally sound right there, not having to use too much paper.
Isn't there, don't you have a special poop seat that you put on there and it makes you squat?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called
since we're talking about
the potty squatty or something.
Squatty potty.
You've heard of it?
Yeah.
I use it.
Yeah. Dude, so that's like the real traditional way to take a shit. Like that arch, that like shape that you're in when you're sitting on the squatty potty.
It compresses your
your
whatever it's called, your intestines into a shape so the shit comes out much better.
So we did it like we have one that's ultra well. It's not even a fucking squatty potty. We just have a little stool.
Yeah, you just put your legs up, right?
Yeah, just fucking put our legs up. Or I just fucking hold my knees to my fucking chest.
Oh, you have the fertile like, position shit.
Yeah, like Dumb and Dumber style. So it's one or the other.
Have you ever tried it? Weasel? The squatty potty?
No, I have not.
Try it.
No, I would.
You'll shit 10 times the amount.
No, check it out on OfferUp.
Actually, now that I think of it, you would benefit, Weasel, more from anybody I know from a
bidet.
What, because
than anybody because of the way
nice
you fucking
ass?
Wipe.
The lapel ass.
You and my...
You are a folder, you son of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch in folder. You're a son of a bitch in folder.
5%
squelchy. I'm a squelchy squincher.
He's a
squincher.
He makes
it's even. It's actually, I looked it up. I Googled it that day. And for our audience who doesn't know what we're talking about, apparently 0.5% of the population,
no, fuck you.
50% of the population
nope.
folds their toilet paper sheet into squares
no,
and
not
nicely wipes their anus.
Weasel.
And 50%
no.
scrunch it up.
No.
In a bowl.
Right? Yeah, so it hits every spot and it's cleaner.
I am, and it's cleaner.
Yeah,
eat
a folder.
Dick. Eat a dick. I am going to fucking pull this on social media and I'm going to ask.
Yeah. It's,
if you're a fucking folder.
Yeah.
Or if you're a squinter. Or what do you call it?
Squisher.
Scruncher?
Scruncher.
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 Scruncher. Are you a scruncher?
Scruncher.
Or are you a folder?
Yeah.
So there's also people that I've talked to that
50-50.
That wipe.
Yeah.
And then look at it and then fold it.
Again.
Again. And then re-wipe.
Okay.
I've done that about 5% of the time when using wipes.
Really? You use wipes?
Dude, just go
I
to
do.
Costco.
I do, and I throw them in the trash.
Every time you use wipes?
I have been the last year or two.
Just,
is it, what's the point of that?
Cleaner.
Yeah.
Because it's a little wet. And then no toilet paper going down the old 1969 pipes.
So the wetness helps it? Or the?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm a wipier too. I like wipies. Yeah. That way, you know.
And you don't throw them down the toilet, right?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Clog that shit up, bro.
You throw the shitty toilet paper. No, people throw it in the trash can?
What?
People throw their shit used toilet paper in the trash can?
Yeah, that happens a lot, especially in the Philippines. Nothing goes down the drains. Yeah, so the trashes are dirty. Yeah.
It smells like disgusting shit all day long, even after the shit's been flushed.
Yeah, you gotta take that trash can out, I guess.
That's terrible.
Yeah. No, I like the wipey because that way I just feel comfortable and confident that the salad can get tossed any time of the day.
So I've been to houses, this is kind of off topic, but kind of on the same topic. I've been to houses where they say that there's a 3-flush rule. So you could only flush a toilet after 3 uses.
It has to build up 3 times?
Has to build up 3 times.
That's some serious conserving.
Yeah, so like there's 3 different people's shits in the toilet before you can flush it.
That's like Greta Thunberg's house.
Dude, but I mean, talk about fucking cloggage, dude.
Yeah, that's what I would say. But they're...
What if it's 3 peas? You actually saved a bunch of water.
But what if it's 3 shits?
I think you gotta flush the shit. And I've gone 2 peas.
You thought about it. I looked at your face. You were thinking about
Robbie
it.
Robbie doesn't flush
his
peas.
Yeah.
So often I'll come in and pee there. Yeah, and then flush it, so that's 2.
I've done that.
What I noticed, though, I don't like the scent.
Yeah.
There's a scent of mixed peas.
Oh,
it's weird.
It makes
peas
mix. Different,
piss
babies. It makes a weird smell that's different from your own peas.
I'd
rather piss into a freshwater toilet because of the scent.
If you're that conservative, just go fucking collect cans. Collect cans, make some fucking money to pay the fucking bills.
I do.
To you what?
I do.
You do.
Right. You probably see me on your Nest can out there every Thursday night. Pushing through your recycling.
Probably about a month and a half ago, it was cold as fuck, right? In this California weather. It was probably like 40 at night. And
some people are
they're fucking laughing, especially in, or somewhere.
We got a listener in Iceland or Greenland or something? Or,
maybe.
Antarctica. Yeah.
And it was cold as fuck outside, and this guy was just going through our recyclers. My wife had just recently made this vegetable soup, ran inside, got him a disposable cup of fucking soup, took it outside to him, and we had probably, you know, those big old, those like 2-gallon waters? I mean, the Arrowhead ones. We had, probably about 50 of them, and I just fucking took them all outside to him.
Dang.
Fucking dude.
Empty ones? Pot.
Empty ones. Yeah. We just had them in the backyard. Because we can't, there's only so many you can fucking fit in the recycler.
You're like a...
So you made the guy's fucking night.
You're like a fucking saint, bro.
Made the guy's night.
Fucking
Saint
Joseph.
Put a little bit of chili, too, in that...
Saint Joseph.
In that fucking vegetable soup. Oh, that guy was good to go. When I came back out, because I found 2 more bottles, empty bottles of water inside my house, came back out, fucking dude was gone. He's like, dude, I'm done for the night.
Yeah.
Fucking nice and warm.
Yeah, he's done pretty hard for the
cashed
week.
Out. All good. So,
wow.
Next time I see you out there, I'll hook you up with some soup.
Yeah. I had a guy come to my house, and I told him to get lost.
What a dick.
Wow.
The fuck out of my trash. I paid fucking money for that shit.
But I didn't ever said that to any recyclers. However, I think the day after, the next pickup after Christmas, I saw a lady out there, and she had a small child. I was wondering if that is acceptable.
While recycling?
Like a 5-year-old.
Was it
with her, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe he was off on vacation. Looked like kindergarten or first grade. I was just wondering if that's acceptable to have your kid. Is that cool?
Well, what do you know? What are you gonna do?
I know. Maybe you don't have babysitting, but then
what are you gonna do if it's not acceptable? What are you gonna say?
I wasn't sure.
He has a radar gun, dude.
He can use that. I'll fucking point that shit.
He'll point that shit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like people come to my door, dude. I got a gun.
Ooh.
Yeah, I finally got a gun.
Speaking of gun. During the holiday season, your house got teepeed.
That was long ago.
Was
right?
it?
Yeah.
Was it before the break?
Yeah, I think that was like a month or two ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Congrats.
By one of you two gentlemen.
See, we keep getting blamed for it.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely one of you two.
It was bothering to wake up to a text message from you saying that your house was teepeed. And we were both, Matt and I were both suspects.
I was out of town.
You were out of town. And I was home babysitting my kids.
You were with your sick children.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Highly offended. Highly. I'm going to turn your mic off right now.
Yeah. A prick.
Congratulations on the TP.
Yeah. I'll come get you guys back at some point.
Yeah.
Might have to, I know where you live.
Meanwhile, with your fucking radar gun.
Slowing the people down.
Fucking great. Anyway, do you guys have any resolutions this year?
Whatever we always do, obviously the number one that everyone probably has. Get in better shape.
Right. That's what everybody always says.
The gyms are packed right now.
Fuck that up already.
Nobody ever says
that. Having a beer right now.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
But that's one of them for sure. And then, you know, 2019, I wasn't very organized, so I want to get more organized this year. I want to call people back on time.
Since you've been dodging me. You've been dodging me hardcore. I'm like, dude, is my name fucking Pete or something? Like, what do you, like, why are you dodging me so fucking much, dude? Like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry. I love you.
DM.
Sorry, bro. What about you, Weasel? Any resolutions?
Yeah, maybe just be nicer. Maybe nice. Not so much a dick.
You were a dick in 2019?
Sometimes, yeah. Here and there. And of course, the health one. Build my cardio up.
Speaking of cardio,
yes.
How's your gym working out going? I mean, when we ended last...
We did
end of last season.
We really didn't want to talk about that.
And you fucking yoked.
Yeah, he was.
Didn't notice you.
Right.
He was. His chest was out. And yeah. He was getting more bitches.
Now I'm slouching again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, walking with my head down.
Was your wife really pushing you to get season two started again? Because she was really looking forward to
a lot of the changes that you were experiencing
in a positive way with the show.
Yeah, she's very excited about season two.
Good.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Let's get them fucked up. Let's get them really fucked up tonight. Yeah. Just fucking send them home.
I drank a lot in 2019, I feel.
Ooh.
But that's not really a resolution. I don't know.
You want to drink more in 2020?
I want to drink maybe a little bit more.
Ooh.
In 2020, yeah.
Ooh.
Drink a little bit more alcohol in 2020.
Wow.
Get the taste, become more of a connoisseur of fine shots, you know.
Maybe be able to take more shots.
Have
a higher tolerance in 2020.
Yes.
Speaking of which, we had one of the one of these events at your house, and we had the baseball team there, and one of the parents, Montgomery's dad, he took like two or three shots.
Mess.
And he got fucking lit. He got bright red.
Yeah.
But when we saw him,
a listener, right?
No, he said he was going to. I bet he's an avid listener.
Out.
Yeah.
I bet he's an avid listener.
Yeah. Big Mike.
Yeah. I bet he's. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
So the next day we saw him and his wife. She says that he went home and he fucking threw up.
Oh, yeah.
He let it out. Two or three shots. So certainly.
I've never seen anyone get Asian glow to that level.
Ooh,
ever to that. It was really, really bright.
Yeah.
I loved him being there, but wow. It was really bright.
Same with Coach Alex. He got trashed on his birthday.
Oh, dude.
Shout out to Alex.
Yeah.
Another coach.
Yeah, he went down that night.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. His wife said she picked him up, like, off the floor. Because he just wouldn't climb the bed.
That's what happens. Joseph, any resolutions for you?
No,
fuck it.
Nope, over it. I mean, the whole diet thing fucked it all up. Fucking drinking like crazy.
What diet thing?
I know, but like working out, whatever. Over it.
So
you know what? Maybe more zero fucks given.
Ooh.
More of a dick.
More of a dick.
So you want to be less of a dick.
Yeah. The older I get, honestly, I have more of these middle fingers.
We need to bring your friend in for a show. Eddie. Yeah.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
He's a huge dick.
Yeah, I want to meet that guy.
Yeah, you guys would get along good.
Teach you to be more of a dick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Build your skills.
I want to be around less people the older I get.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm in a people... person, I'm in a people business.
So, I hear you.
I don't know.
Sometimes as you get older, it's like saying, would you rather have 4 quarters or 100 pennies? Have you heard that saying?
Nope.
Oh, all right, cool. Well, I'll explain it to you. So they equal the same. 4 quarters and 100 pennies equal the same.
I'm over it.
Okay, fuck you.
Pound.
Oh, just kidding.
But pound the quality, it's about quality over quantity. So I'd rather have 4 quarters than like 100 acquaintances. And I guess that happens when you get older. You just want to be around less people that offer less amount of quality in your life and be around less people with more quality. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I guess. I just want to be around less people in general.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time just sitting here with you guys.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm going to take a drink.
Try to weasel out.
It's kind of hard to tolerate you fucks.
Oh, that sounded very quenching right there.
So we're building a fan base here.
Yeah, we are.
Season two. And there's a lot of avid listeners who are going to be really excited tomorrow morning on their commutes.
Yeah.
To hear our voices, getting them through the day.
Slow it down. I may not have it up by then.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It could disappoint some people.
Slow it down.
We need to do it tonight.
Some advertisers. Do we ever need a break for advertising or something? I know we're big.
There's sponsors already on the show. Yeah. Wow. So everything that we wanted to do up until season two has pretty much happened. We got sponsors ready.
Yep.
Quality's getting a little better.
Yep.
I like to see us interview more people. I think the listeners have requested we interview more people.
Yep.
So we're going to do that because I think they're getting tired of us.
I have a special guest coming in that even you guys don't know about.
Who could it be?
Well, I certainly like to. We're doing this at my house. I mean, I'd like to know when the fuck's
You never know who I might bring in. You saw the... I know the guy by Von Kalima at the Jack in the Box. Have you seen him?
A homeless guy?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody homeless in my house.
Well, but...
the one that always hangs outside.
The blonde guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the front tree.
Yeah.
He, is a bitchin' air guitar. Really? Every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Not when we...
Because I was eating in there one morning by myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was making me nervous because of the movements. And then I realized he's got a bitchin' air guitar. He's just air guitaring and singing.
And then you invited him to the show?
Not yet, but I could.
Please don't.
Wow.
No?
It might smell worse.
It would smell, but we could get, might be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, there are some more homeless people.
That's true.
In the world. It's a big topic.
You look a little less homeless. It's a big topic.
Yeah.
I like what you've done. You
cut my hairs.
Yeah, you...
Yeah. The beard's kind of shaved.
The face a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Now we just got to get the chest back up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Good luck. No, but I'd like... Sure, let's bring him in. Okay. I'm down.
I'll find out his name and maybe do some outreach and get some leads.
Yeah. All right. Just have his people call our people.
Yeah. That's not the special guest I'm thinking about.
It's not.
But, yeah. Just trying to tantalize our fans into the new season here.
Yeah.
And what may be coming up.
You're making him drool right now. Yeah. Our fans are drooling for sure.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Matt.
I'm excited. Yeah. Yes.
What did you have? Something happened big in your world during this break. No? Did anything big happen with you, or is that before? Something happened.
Is a penis?
No.
Enlargement? What happened to me?
No, I don't know. Was it? I don't. Did I'm just trying to think of what maybe listeners may have missed in the transition of one and two.
A penis operation. We weren't going to talk about that.
Didn't want to talk about that, Joey. Thanks a lot.
No?
My daughter's no longer playing baseball.
Damn.
Oh, that's a sad one.
Pretty sad because, I have a lot of good friends and built a lot of good relationships and learned a lot. And she gained a lot of friends. And, a couple weeks ago, she's saying, Dad, I don't want to play baseball anymore.
You were a dick.
This was like a month ago. This was when the Wolfpack season was ending.
Yeah, she's just like, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm not into it. And a part of me was crushed. But then, part of me got excited because she said, I only want to play basketball. That's my sport. That's my sport, so.
Right. All
right.
Yeah, I could, I would be happy there. It would be like if Robbie had been excelling at soccer. And then he said, I don't want to play soccer anymore. I just want to play baseball. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But if it was reversed, it would be really...
You'd be crushed.
What if she said, I don't want to play basketball anymore? Yeah. That would be hurt.
Honestly, I don't know if I would because she's pretty talented at baseball. Like, she has raw talent.
Yeah.
So, it's not like she sucks.
Right.
So, I wouldn't be too mad.
But the sport
and
can connect with your favorite sport.
True, true.
You know?
True, very true. Yeah, so we'll see where that takes us. I don't know where it's going to take us. It might I'm gonna miss you guys, but we'll still be around.
Well, let's say we're just gonna see you during the show. That's it. I mean, yeah. Certainly not gonna get invited to all the
that's true
baseball events.
Yeah,
parties. Definitely. I mean, that would be.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah,
fucking dick.
Just zero fucks given.
Pricks.
How am I doing so far?
Yes, dude. Your 2020 is on point so far.
Call you Eddie.
He's not listening. Eddie Madrano.
That's not even such a dick. You don't even listen to your shit.
Shit.
Yeah. Anyway. What about, is she going to do, doesn't want to do baseball, softball?
No.
Nothing? Doesn't maybe. Want the sport in general?
Potentially baseball. Softball, potentially, but leaning towards no.
Yeah.
Yeah, she turned 7 over the break between season 1 and season 2. She just became more of an asshole.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She is your
yeah,
girl.
That,
She's a little bit more like Robbie now.
Oh, yeah, that
which I mean,
yeah, I can maybe give you some tips on how to
get through the day. Certainly doesn't fall.
If you ever need some tips on how to get through the day,
doesn't
fall without physically abusing, come to me.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll see where it takes us. You never know,
Brett. Anything exciting happen with you
over the
the
holidays?
Yeah,
we hosted the family.
Yep.
My wife's family from Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty crazy. So nice. We had all the people in the house, so everything was, all the appliances were working double time.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was crazy. You
know? Electricity bill went up?
Oh, yeah. Gas doubled. Bill. Doubled. So, it's different. We have a small 3-person family, so then we got 8 people in the house. A little bit of a transitional adjustment for me. I'm always trying to control everything.
How long were they here for?
2 weeks.
Ooh.
So sometimes you just gotta, let go. I think that's one of my resolutions. I just wanna let go a little bit.
There you go.
Let it go.
It's like not giving a fuck.
Let it go. Yeah.
Same like, shit.
So the little things, I noticed.
You should let things go more. Dude. I noticed. You take shit a little too personal.
Some little things.
Yeah.
Like some big
things. Annoying.
Some big things that I should care more about.
You're doing a great job, Julie.
I'm a psychologist.
Zero fucks giving. Wow.
Yeah. Some big things that I should care more about, I don't. But then there's some little things. I notice some little things will really, bug me, that shouldn't. You gotta let it go.
About
and clog up the drain and,
about the family over? Like,
yeah.
They're just, tiny things.
Yeah, or maybe, left a popsicle under the chair.
Shit.
And maybe I am, too irked about it.
I met your wife's sister, dude. Super
awesome.
Cool peeps.
Awesome people. Yeah, I loved having them. Yeah. Actually, we were crying a lot when they all left.
Really? Well, this was yesterday?
January, they were here till January 2nd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, through the whole holiday. So, yeah, I think I learned that sometimes you gotta let stuff go because if you look at it in the scope of life,
I didn't know that there was anyone on this earth that smoked more weed than you did.
Probably once a month at parties.
No.
We had a party. Yeah.
When I met her.
Once. Who?
I mean.
What?
Your wife's sister-in-law.
She smokes more weed than anyone you know?
Yeah, I mean, I thought she made you look like a pussy.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Right.
In your garage, she was...
In your garage,
she probably had freaking 25 bong rips.
Oh, man, she could really rip.
Like, she was letting, before she would rip, she would let all the air out of her lungs. Where she was and then she'd light it.
She took flour and vape cartridges back to Denmark.
Good for her.
Yeah, just putting them in the bra right
no
there.
Way. Did she really?
Yeah, and then Denmark's not real strict on the customs coming in. So she's trying to get her products.
So she taped smoking. It, like she did the whole.
Believe so, and sometimes she's just leaving it in the bag now.
Yeah,
it's kind of lax the customs. You know, going there, coming here can't. But
going back,
she's a real toker. She, I don't know if am I supposed to talk about this on the podcast? I don't know. I might get in trouble.
Oh well.
She smoked her mother out for the first time.
No, why is that bad? Again, Matt did that shit.
The Grammy.
His grandma.
Grammy.
Oh,
Grammy,
shit.
Filipino Grammy.
Dude, I think
yeah.
The Filipino Grammy.
She ate the edible and then smoked the vape cartridge.
What?
Smoked flour with her.
How did she feel?
That's cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All the aches and pains gone.
Yeah. She'd been feeling tired and lack of appetite, and she went to the fridge and...
Munchies.
Yeah, opened that up. Yeah, she's a sister-in-law. That's huge. Crazy with the weed and likes to party.
Good for her. Good for her. Yeah, it was really nice meeting her.
It's good. It's fun times, yeah.
Yeah.
Real. I got lucky to come into that family. They accepted me in. I got lucky there when I came in. I
weaseled in. Why do you live in Denmark, though?
because she grew up here in Fountain Valley with the family and went to Australia for, she went to Cal Poly Pomona and did 1 year foreign exchange in Australia and met him. He was on a 1 year foreign exchange from Denmark.
Shit.
And they met in Australia, carried on the long distance relationship years after that, got married.
Wow.
Had kids here. And then he wanted to go and
back to Denmark
with his kids and, you know, live, you know, some of their family life there.
Wow.
And do that too.
But don't they know the weed is better out here though?
Yeah, but you know,
that's a reason.
He's not a weed smoker.
He's not.
No.
Crazy.
All kinds of like, you know, a lot of taxes, but a good medical. And
yeah, that's true.
Safe.
Is that a deal breaker? Like, if your wife really had a problem with you smoking weed, where she says it's either weed or we're done, is that a deal breaker for you? Like, are you like,
yeah, I think so.
It's over?
Yeah, that was a deal breaker, I think, with the, it ended up being with the last two girlfriends
that
I had.
No way.
Yeah, they just didn't like it, and that became an issue.
What if it's your, what if it Robbie one day said, Dad,
yeah, wow,
I don't like you smoking weed anymore.
I need you to stop.
I want you to stop.
I'm like, you're going to go.
No.
You're going with your mom, son.
No. Yeah, no, probably not. I mean, I would always ask my mom to stop smoking cigarettes.
You would?
Yeah.
So how did you feel when she didn't give zero fucks about you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She didn't, you know. Yeah, she didn't.
Bring your friends over.
I'd be more worried about him trying it than him telling me to stop. I don't think that's going to happen. What's going to happen is he's going to experiment, and I'm going to be like, I don't know if I want you to do that.
What if he's more calm and you can handle him more daily?
Damn.
Imagine. Dude, wow. I think that'll help him out.
Dude, that'll for sure level him
and
out.
And I'm giving him brownies before school.
Why not?
Wow.
He's not throwing shit in the class.
Yeah, right.
He's probably in more trouble for sleeping in class.
Yeah, and the teacher's like, what are you doing?
Dude, imagine the fucking first week.
Total change.
He fucking comes back to, he comes home with a fucking honor roll student. Fucking honor roll
certificate. Principal's honor roll.
Principal's honor roll. Yeah. Hey, Dad, guess what? We're having a fucking pizza party with the principal.
Dude, you should try it.
What do you think, Father?
You wouldn't want to try that?
Maybe. I mean, I would if I didn't get, I mean, I'd get in trouble, you know.
Can you?
I don't know if I would get in trouble for that. I don't know. Anyway, your kid's really good. Well, yeah, he's, we've been feeding him brownies every morning. Cannabis, right? What's the problem? Anything. You know, it's don't medication.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean.
Just don't say anything.
Like, don't you think that's better than all the shit they give kids for ADHD and all that?
It could be. I mean, you know.
Like, this is a plant.
No longer fucking slicing bananas in his cereal every morning. It's fucking just slices of fucking brownie.
Right.
Fucking Cocoa Puffs and shit.
Yeah.
Now, you know they have Cocoa Puffs in, like, edibles, like actual Cocoa Puff cereal.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen that? Weasel? Like, the, you know the Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah.
They make that. They sell it at the shop.
And it's weed?
Yeah.
Edible?
Yeah. Huh. Like, maybe you should try that. Give them the cereal in the morning.
Just saying. Speaking of fucking edibles and smoking weed, our buddy Yo-Yo, which I think is also a listener.
Oh.
I didn't know we were going to talk about him.
Well, we are.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Let's do it.
Good. Yeah. He listens.
First time in 16 years.
He's excited right now because we're talking about him. I picture him in the chef's warehouse.
Yeah.
Next to Coach Anthony.
For sure.
And they're listening and they're like, we're talking about them.
So same
and
night.
And they're smiling.
Anthony, one of our buddies, Anthony, just, it was his birthday. It was his birthday that fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it was like,
it was
weed shot, and then it was like throwing up.
He filled up my green bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just
the
way
the green bin. On top of there was a layer of leaves in there.
Ooh.
And then a layer of goop.
That's good because if there was no leaves,
it was better. Just goop. The leaves helped. That was all Matthew's doing, dude.
It was his birthday.
Duped him.
And then we saw Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo, I mean, he was just sitting there, you know.
That was fun. I liked that. That was a good one,
too. And then Matt's like, go get Yo-Yo. I was like, let's fucking go get Yo-Yo. And we went. And then I couldn't do you. Like, it's like a fucking kid. Yeah. Like, he said, hey, let's go trick-or-treating. Yeah, I just saw his face.
It was,
and then he fucking started glowing.
Yeah. I noticed that, too. I liked that. Yeah.
And, dude, he looked like when, like, he was going to hit the fucking bong, he looked like a good fucking girl giving head for the first time. He was like, what do I, how do I hold this? He's fucking holding it with two hands, the fucking base of the fucking bong and shit.
A chupa.
And I was like, yeah, just relax. Just relax, told him. And sure enough.
Yo-yo, yo-yo, le gusta chupar. Yep. Bomb. Yo, yo, le gusta chupar.
He was gone.
He was gone. He was good times.
Yeah, he was happy. Fucking
really good time.
Anthony didn't handle the cannabis as well.
As he normally does.
Does he usually? No, he never does.
Dude.
He never handles the cannabis. He's been handling. Nah.
Really?
Never handled the cannabis well.
No, he can handle like 30 shots of alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he cannot handle
one hit. That'll spin some the other way and he's done.
Done. Dude, he slept the entire night on his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did the whole time.
In front of the track outside.
Yeah. His photo that we took of him should be the cover page of this podcast. Because he was just out like a fucking light.
Yeah, he was.
Good times.
Yo-Yo, again, not the drinker, though. I haven't seen him.
He's a piece of shit drinker.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
He doesn't do
fucking throws shots and shit behind his shoulders.
A lot of people have found him out.
Fucking.
Yeah. The rumors are floating, and I've heard this rumor before. And he's going to hear it at the Chef's Warehouse. He's listening right now.
We all had a round of shots, and then I go up to his, and his looks a little fucking clearer than all of them. You know, we're drinking Reposado. Tequila. Oh, you know, it's a little yellowish. Yeah. I looked at his, I'm like, that's a little it's too fucking clean.
Water.
I said, give me that shit.
Is it water?
And he starts smiling. I'm like, you fucking son of a bitch. And I fucking tried, and sure enough, it's fucking water, and he's laughing. I'm like, you fucking cockfuck, dude.
Wow. Yeah.
Dude. I'm doing the opposite. I'm fucking taking a shot before it's fucking time to take shots. Joey, where you at? Hold on. I'm finishing this shot. All right, let's take another.
It's La Mota.
Well, that was his first time though in 16 years. So
yeah,
I think he's just
a
bitch.
Like, and his wife was like, "Dude, he was like in a
good
mood."
She was winking at him.
Yeah,
she was winking. He probably got some action.
Oh, for sure that night. Yeah. He was happy that night
for sure.
Yeah,
good times.
He don't need another boy though.
So why not?
Yo-Yo and
he's Hispanic. Dude. You can do another one.
Well, that's true. Okay.
Whatever it was though, that night it was a good strain.
Yeah, like
strain.
That was his sister-in-law's strain. That's why. The weed connoisseur herself.
Yeah. Well, we should get some more of that shit.
He's out there. He probably wants to go to Tijuana. He's probably looking for us. Yes. Probably at some point in my life, I'm probably going to need to go to Tijuana with him.
Yeah.
To see what it's like.
Yeah.
You didn't go the last time. I didn't go either.
You didn't go, yeah. You did.
Yeah. We got to go, guys.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Let's do it. Anyway. Anything else, guys? Wrapping up.
You know, I'm excited for... what are we doing this? We're doing this weekly.
Yeah, we're doing this weekly again, guys.
We're back weekly.
Yeah. We got everything in...
some new equipment. In shape.
Yep. Yep, we're good. I like where we're at. We're going to start interviewing people a lot more. Maybe interview a stripper or something. You know, a drug dealer. Drug dealer would be good.
Ooh, that would be
the guy,
But we gotta hide his name. We have to make
Brad,
him like
fucking emoji face on the photo. Yeah.
Brad from Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
It's my poll, my big poll for 2020. Maybe I'll look for someone successful too, but we'll see.
A gigolo.
Yeah. What about a gypsy?
A pimp.
Ooh, there's gypsies. There's gypsies all over Rolling Heights.
Oh, dude.
The recycler.
The recycler.
A recycler.
Yeah.
The lady with the 5-year-old.
Get the fuck out.
Okay, ratings. Ratings.
No one's gonna listen.
Were we usually in this on what we're grateful for?
Yeah.
What are you grateful for? You're a fucking dick now, so you ain't fucking grateful for nothing.
Yeah. Are you? Zero fucks.
I like it. I like the new Joseph.
You guys are switching, basically.
Switching.
You and the weasel are switching places.
Yeah.
He wants to be nicer. Like you want to be more of a dick.
And now I'm not going to eat any meat.
Oh, shit.
That's what it
is. Hey, what does your shit like look like, by
probably
the way?
Probably doesn't stink. He thinks his shit doesn't stink, and I bet it doesn't.
It does every time.
He thinks his shit don't stink.
Right.
Probably don't.
No, dude.
Does it smell?
I bet it feels good.
Or does it smell like fucking leaves?
I mean, you got some...
It's not healthier, dude. It's not... People think that just because you're vegetarian, like, you all of a sudden you're healthier, you're fucking in better shape. No, dude. I fucking love pizza and beer, and I do that shit often. You know, it's not any fucking better for you.
True.
Plus, I'm... pescatarian, so I do fucking fish.
Okay, what about your Trish is not pescatarian, right?
She's going a little more vegan.
So what does her shit smell like? Sorry, Trish.
So she does. Trish and I have been married 5 years.
She doesn't shit.
She
her
has
shit
not,
don't stink.
She has not shit in front of me. She's not fart in front of me. I've never like
she held it
not
down.
Even like oh I
she
think SCD'd someone it. In here took a shit like.
You've never even smelled it.
Never.
So she just like
never
sprays.
It was funny. So so she's had, you know, all of our children through C-section, and we were at the fucking hospital, and one of the requirements before you leave is to take a shit, right? Like if there's a bowel movement.
Yeah.
Well, I had to fucking go to work that day, right? But I came back, you know, before she got discharged, so this doctor came in and said, "All right, Trish, we just want to make sure that, you know, you've done these three things. You know, held your food down. You know, you didn't fucking throw it up or stomach ache or anything." I forgot what the other one was, but the last question was, you know, had a bowel movement, and she fucking looked at me and she smiles and she says, "Yeah, I mean." And then as soon as the doctor left, I was like, "You fucking, I knew you, dude. You fucking did, you fucking dirty shit." And she says, "Well, babe, I mean, we have to leave, so I had to tell him fucking yes, otherwise he wouldn't have let me go home." I'm like, "You fucking piece." But I've never, like, even at the hospital, dude, like, never. Nothing.
You never smelled her fart. Nothing.
Ever. Nothing. I think she's like, she, I think she holds it. Shit. I think she holds it like at night when, yeah, I'm fucking passed out at 3 a.m. Wow. It's like this. It's like this body she's alarm that just goes off.
It. So just, what like, about? And you don't give a shit. No pun intended. You don't give a shit.
No.
You just stink it up.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll stink it up anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typically not in public restrooms. I don't really like that.
You know, like, but, I go wherever.
I mean, I'll go, but I prefer if I'm like,
it's even better
at home.
Yeah, but if you're in a fucking, it's in a public cleaner area, it's like, yeah, but you just fucking throw down 6 fucking seat covers.
I heard that's dirtier.
Seat covers?
I
6 of them?
Okay, look. 7. I heard there's bacteria on 8? The toilet.
Okay.
So when you put the little seat cover on, it absorbs more of the bacteria. Cause it's like
I do paper. This. I like get my hands right here on the side and I do that.
No way.
Yeah. So you're and then I'm like, my hands are so like shaking like that.
There's like a 3-inch gap between the seat and your ass.
But your hands are dirty as shit.
Huh?
No pun intended. Your hands are dirty.
My hands that are on the seat?
Yeah. You rather get your hands dirty compared to your ass?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I don't want my like naked asshole anywhere close to that seat. Yeah, it's because I go wash my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I scrunch.
So I guess
I fucking scrunch that shit.
I guess.
Fold it like
that. So they say toilets are dirty, but if people, it's just leg, like it's just their thighs on there. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, what's really dirty about it?
I know. I'm questioning. Like, I know every now and then, like, I'm sure there's some fucking homeless dude that just, like, doesn't give a shit. Well, and just, like, shits wherever.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you seen those where you fucking walk in and there's shit in the walls?
I do a public number 2 at the most once a year. At the most. Maybe go 2-3 years before I do a public number 2.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a public, like maybe daily.
Public number 2s?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm probably like once a week. I'm like once a week.
No, always at home.
Maybe twice a day.
But dude, you don't even leave the fucking house. Of course not.
Yeah, of course. That's and why. Plus, you're fucking.
Is that why?
Yeah. Yeah. School. Yeah. You're. I bet you have like 2,000 miles in your fucking Sienna that you've had for like 5 years.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like going out with us. He's always a freaking homebody.
Yeah.
Because I'm older, right? Remember, as you get older, you dude, don't go out as much.
40 miles one way.
That's true.
For every fucking day? Work. Yeah, one way, 40 miles.
Yeah, I'm like a.
Of course, I'm fucking double, triple sometimes.
Like 1,000 a month.
God. 1,000 almost a month?
1,000 miles a month, yeah.
That's actually...
That's average-ish.
That's pretty average, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Garbage. Anyway. So today we learned...
We talked a lot about shit. And poop.
Yeah.
You know, typical BJ Matt.
Yeah.
Male-dominated podcast.
Yeah, this is for sure... This might gross the females out
talked
a little
bit.
Talked
about cocks.
You didn't mention
your cock size at all in this first episode, and there's probably at least
over it.
Yeah. At least 7 of the 10 episodes on the first season.
That's
you
true.
Mentioned your cock
that's
size.
That's true. Did and it shrink in 2020?
What changes for you, man? Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting. I can't wait for this season.
And wow.
The transformation.
Wow. I'm surprised.
I'm scared.
Hey. It's what the listeners want.
I'm worried that you might like punch someone in 2020.
Ooh.
Did it happen in 2019?
the guy was beating his dog. What year was that?
That was 2017.
You beat a guy.
He punched a man.
Yeah,
he punched a man.
Fucking dude.
That was kicking his dog.
No way.
Outside of Supercuts and Eagle Rock.
Wow. You just walked up to him and socked him.
Well, yeah, I told him to stop fucking kicking his dog and told him to get the fuck out of here.
Humane Society, bitch.
Yeah,
I
fucking just hit him
once. I beat someone's ass in 2019.
Flew fucking into his car.
I was at the taco truck on Batson.
On Batson. Oh, get out of here.
What?
Yeah, in 2019, I was at the taco truck on Batson.
2019?
Yeah. Probably like March, April of 2019. And these two girls were in front of me, and then this bum was harassing them. And then I was like, hey, bro, just leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And then,
for sure homeless?
Yeah, for sure homeless. Yeah. And then he walked away, and then I was standing in line, and he just rushed me from behind and shoved me. Luckily, he didn't shove me that hard, but I turned around and I punched him, and he was out cold.
Yeah.
And then I just ordered my tacos after.
It was
as he was on the floor. You
punched him hard enough. Yeah, to I punched knock him hard.
He was it out. Was, he was asleep.
Did it take you a couple swings to get the right punch?
No, it was literally
the
one
first
swing.
One.
Yeah,
you just got. Yeah, he, yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. Yeah, he's not fucking dodging and shit. He's not juking, and you're fucking have to like aim. You're just like, dude.
Yeah. Who'd you beat in 2019?
I've never punched anyone.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Have you been punched in the face?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Yeah. 2020.
Eighth grade, Alvarado, Filipino eighth gangster.
Eighth grade, okay.
Pinoy Real.
What was his name?
Didn't count.
I don't know his name, but he was a Filipino gangster.
Damn.
Cavaricci's on. It was 1987.
Whoa.
Big Cavaricci pants.
Mm.
Just like.
What did you do?
My friend popped a milk carton.
Mm,
you were popping milk cartons.
I remember that. Yeah.
And I left one quarter full of chocolate milk.
And it splashed on him.
I think we heard this in a podcast. Yep. I popped it, and my friend popped it. But my friend was a big dude.
And
they walked right past him and punched me because I was laughing. Boom! And then the bell rang.
Knocked out? Over.
No, not at all. I took it pretty good. All right, I took the punch pretty good. Hmm. Kind of rang my ear because he hit me in the ear.
Ooh, ooh.
Like he tried to do a gangster punch, I think.
Yeah.
Would have been better if he just straight on to me. Yeah. But he did the side gangster punch and got me in the ear.
Sometimes those are worse.
Oh, really?
They could be? The side ones, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
I have a metal plate in my head.
You should punch somebody.
You should.
I should in 2020?
2020, yeah. For sure. I know you're trying to be nicer in 2020, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm worried about that. That could happen and... Yeah. First time in 45 years.
Well,
I don't think your wife's going to really appreciate the changes.
That.
Yeah, she's like, dude, you were so nice and you had goals in season one.
Yeah,
BJ
Max.
He still
has goals. It's just a goal punch.
Yeah, now, that's now true. It's
yeah.
All these inner evil desires that haven't been fulfilled.
Honey. Yeah. Blame Joy. The way.
Blame Joy with zero fucks given.
I'm going to have to go out and try out for the freshman baseball team. At Roland High School.
Right.
Show up there after school.
Yeah, you never did it, so that was one of your regrets. Your biggest regrets of life.
Yeah, maybe even tell the coach to get the fucking loss. I'm the coach now.
Oof.
Coach K's here, dude. We're going to have a winning season now.
Dude.
That's true.
You do have a little psycho homeless look to you, too. I think people can take that.
Ooh.
Like some sort of
the eyes.
Intimidation.
The white at the Caucasian, my big eyes. Dude. The big Caucasian eyes, and you scare people.
What are you grateful for, Matt?
You know, I'm really grateful for 2019 wasn't the best year that I've had in my life, but it was a year that I'm alive and I'm able to experience 2020. So I'm grateful through all the shit that happened in 2019, a lot of shit. We all go through a lot of shit, but it's important to always know that your shit. See, we've been talking about a lot of shit today, but your shit can always be worse.
Mm.
So I'm grateful for the learning experiences I've gone through in 2019 and 2020. I'm ready. I'm coming for you, and I'm excited to start season two.
Mm.
You guys,
I'm great. Yeah, I'm gonna segue off of that because mine is also based on just being alive and being here and recognizing. Not sweating the little things because being alive is what's you got to cherish every day. You know, you never know if you could get cancer and you're given a 2 months to live.
Yep.
You know, so why not just live every day like it could be your last? You know, not making poor decisions or being a dick. You know, but kind of just enjoying the moment a little bit more. So yeah.
Definitely.
So I'm grateful that right now I'm healthy and I got no health issues that are. Threatening my life, nor anyone else in my family. You know, we lost my brother. You lost your grandmother. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, those people aren't here and that sucks.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Shit like that happens, I think. It takes for things for, you know, like that to happen in order for us to be appreciative, which kind of sucks and shouldn't be. We should always be appreciative. I'm going to also segue in that I'm appreciative that we had... a lot of challenges in 2019 as a family. A lot of health issues that are certainly churning. So I'm always grateful for those because, again, I think we become who we are because of our challenges.
For sure.
So, yeah, grateful for challenges, which is something you don't hear about often. But, yeah.
I like that.
Short and sweet.
So. We take lessons, not losses.
That's right. Ooh. Till the next one. Fuck off, bitches.
BJ Matt. Yeah.